Welcome to episode 12 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Scrubbing with Audacity. Most audio editors let you go to a point in your project to start playing the audio from that point. But sometimes you want to listen a little more closely to find that troublesome click or other glitch you would like to edit or remove. One way to try to do that is by scrubbing. In this episode, we'll cover what audio scrubbing is and how to do that in Audacity. Here's today's audio technology factoid. Like some other audio-related terminology, it helps to understand the expression scrubbing in digital audio by thinking in terms of an analog tape recorder. Imagine that you're working on a tape machine. You've disengaged the clutch, thus allowing you to freely drag the tape back and forth across the playhead. You can go as fast or as slow as you need to, either backwards or forwards, to allow you to find a specific part of the audio that is difficult to locate while listening to regular playback. You can then use the points you've located in this way to set up cues in your project. In the old analog world, once you found the exact spot on the tape by rocking the reels back and forth, you could then mark that spot with a grease pencil. Then you could cut and splice as needed to create your perfect audio production. Yes, I've actually done that back in the day. No, I don't want to go back there. Other terms you might encounter that are related to scrubbing are jog and shuttle. You can kind of discern what they mean from the words themselves. When you shuttle, you're moving smoothly, forward or backward, through the audio at a constant rate. When you jog, you're moving forward or backward in the audio at slow speed, by short sections, sort of like moving from frame by frame in a video file. There are even jog shuttle wheels you can purchase for your digital audio workstation. The takeaway is that it's sometimes useful to use analog technology references when discussing digital audio techniques. Today's feature Linux audio topic is scrubbing with Audacity. Occasionally, I will resort to scrubbing if I cannot find a troublesome point in the audio any other way. Those other ways include visually examining the waveform and zooming in on the point of interest while listening closely during playback. Sometimes it takes going over the area in slow and arduous detail, sort of like looking for a straight pin that dropped onto a light-colored carpet. You get down on your hands and knees and comb through every inch of an area where the pin might be. One way to invoke scrubbing in Audacity is through the menu options, View, Toolbars, and then select the checkbox for Scrub Toolbar. If this works correctly, a small detached scrubbing toolbar will appear, which you can then use to select Scrub or Seek mode. If that toolbar just shows up as a small black line with no controls, no problem. You still have what might be a better way to set scrubbing mode. Independent of the scrubbing toolbar is another way to set scrubbing on. That is perhaps a little more intuitive than a detached toolbar. That way is working from the timeline ruler, which is one of the parts of the screen you're looking at anyway as you go. With or without a project audio track loaded, right-click the timeline ruler and observe the options listed. If the option Enable Scrub Toolbar is shown at the bottom of the list, select it and notice what changes about the view. A narrow dark gray strip should appear, just below the timeline ruler. At first, it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Move the mouse pointer into the narrow gray strip and observe a green scrubbing-type pointer appear. Click on the gray strip. Now you're set for scrubbing, even if you don't know it just yet. Move the green pointer of back-to-back triangles back and forth. It seems like you're scrubbing, but not fully just yet. No matter how fast or slow you move the mouse at normal zoom, the playback is at normal speed, whether in forward or reverse. The playback goes down the track until it reaches where you've stopped the cursor. To escape scrubbing mode anytime, just click the stop button or tap the spacebar. Right-click the gray strip to see mode selections to set. Those selections are independent checkboxes for Scrub and Seek and Scrub Ruler, which is the gray strip. If all you've done so far is to enable the Scrub Ruler, that is, the gray strip, the Scrub and Seek boxes will start off unchecked. Try selecting the Scrub checkbox and see how the playback behaves when you move the mouse over the audio track. Congratulations, you're now scrubbing. You can get slower or faster scrubbing by zooming in or out to get the resolution needed to find the point in the audio you're looking for. Remember, if it's not giving you the results you need, you can always escape scrubbing mode by stopping the audio. Then you can restart normally from there. Next time, we'll cover creating audition file names with bash variables. That's it for now. Happy audio work. thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.